Krishna Book, Canto 10, Hastinapur, Chapter 58, Scene 1. Krishna stays 4 months in Hastinapur. There was a great rumor that the 5 Pandava brothers, along with their mother Kunti, had, under the plan of Dhritarashtra, died in a fire accident in the house of Chalak in which they were living. But then the 5 brothers were detected at the marriage ceremony of Draupadi. So then again another rumor spread that the Pandavas and their mother were not dead. It was a rumor, but actually it was so. The Pandavas and their mother returned to their capital city, Hastinapur, and the people saw them face to face. When this news was carried to Krishna and Balaram, Krishna wanted to see them personally, and therefore Krishna decided to go to Hastinapur. This time, Krishna visited Hastinapur in state as a royal prince, accompanied by his commander-in-chief, Yuyudhana, and by many other soldiers. Krishna had not actually been invited to visit the city, and yet Krishna went to see the Pandavas out of his affection for his great devotees. Krishna visited the Pandavas without warning, and all of them got up from their respective seats as soon as they saw Krishna. Krishna is called Mukunda because as soon as one comes in constant touch with Krishna or sees him in full Krishna consciousness, one immediately becomes freed from all material anxieties. Not only that, but he or she immediately becomes blessed with all spiritual bliss. Upon receiving Krishna, the Pandavas became enlivened just as if awakened from unconsciousness or from loss of life. When a man is lying unconscious, his senses and different parts of the body are not active. But when the man regains his consciousness, the senses immediately become active. And so similarly, the Pandavas received Krishna as if they had just regained their consciousness, and so they became very much enlivened. Lord Krishna embraced every one of them, and by the touch of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Pandavas immediately became freed from all reactions of material contamination, and therefore the Pandavas were smiling in spiritual bliss. By seeing the face of Lord Krishna, everyone was transcendentally satisfied. Although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna was playing the part of an ordinary human being, and thus Krishna immediately touched the feet of Yudhishthira and Bhima because they were his 2 older cousins. Arjuna embraced Krishna as a friend of the same age, whereas the 2 younger brothers, namely Nakula and Sahadeva, touched the lotus feet of Krishna to show him respect. After an exchange of greetings, according to the social etiquette befitting the position of the Pandavas and Lord Krishna, Krishna was offered an exalted seat. And when Krishna was comfortably seated, the newly married Draupadi, young and very beautiful in her natural feminine gracefulness, came before Lord Krishna to offer her respectful greetings. The Yadavas, who accompanied Krishna to Hastinapur, were also very respectfully received. Specifically, Satyaki, or Yuyudhana, was also offered a nice seat. In this way, when everyone else was properly seated, the 5 Pandava brothers took their seats nearby Lord Krishna. After meeting with the 5 brothers, Lord Krishna personally went to visit Srimati Kunti Devi, mother of the Pandavas, who was also the paternal aunt of Krishna. In offering his respects to his aunt, Krishna also touched her feet. Kunti Devi's eyes became wet, and in great love, Kunti feelingly embraced Lord Krishna. Kunti then inquired from Krishna about the well-being of her paternal family members, her brother Vasudev, his wife Devaki, and other members of the family. Similarly, Krishna also inquired from his aunt about the welfare of the Pandava families. Although Kunti Devi was related to Krishna by family ties, Kunti knew immediately after meeting him that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kunti then remembered the past calamities of her life and how, by the grace of Krishna, the Pandavas and herself had been saved. Kunti knew perfectly well that no one without Krishna's grace could have saved them from the fire accident designed by Dhritarashtra and his sons. In a choked-up voice, Kunti began to narrate before Krishna the past history of their lives. "My dear Krishna, I remember the day when you sent my brother Akura to gather information about us. This means that you always remember us automatically. And when you sent Akura, I could understand that there was no possibility of our being put into danger. All good fortune in our lives began when you sent Akura to us. And since then, I have been convinced that we are not without protection. We may be put into various types of dangerous conditions by our family members, the Kurus. But I am confident that you remember us and that you always keep us safe and sound. Devotees who simply think of you are always immune from all kinds of material dangers. And what to speak of ourselves who are personally remembered by you. And so, my dear Krishna, there is no question of bad luck. We are always in an auspicious position because of your grace. But because you have bestowed a special favor upon us, people should not mistakenly think that you are partial to some and inattentive to others, for you make no such distinction. No one is your favorite, and no one is your enemy. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are equal to everyone, and everyone can take advantage of your special protection. The fact is that although you are equal to everyone, you are especially inclined to the devotees who always think of you. Devotees are related to you by ties of love, and as such, they cannot forget you even for a moment. You are present in everyone's heart, but because the devotees always remember you, you also respond accordingly. Although the mother has affection for all her children, she takes special care of the one who is fully dependent. I know for certain, my dear Krishna, that you being seated in everyone's heart, you always create auspicious situations for your unalloyed devotees. Then, King Yudhishthir also praised Krishna as the Supreme Personality and universal friend of everyone. But because Krishna was taking special care of the Pandavas, King Yudhishthir said, "My dear Krishna, we do not know what sort of pious activities we have executed in our past lives that have made you so kind and grateful to us. We know very well that the great mystics who are always engaged in meditation in order to capture you do not find it easy to obtain such grace, nor can they draw any personal attention from you. I cannot understand why you are so kind upon us. We are not yogis, but on the contrary, we are attached to material contaminations. We are householders dealing in politics and worldly affairs. So I do not know why you are so kind upon us. And then, being requested by King Yudhisthira, Krishna agreed to stay in Hastinapur for 4 months during the rainy season. The 4 months of the rainy season are called Chaturmasya. During this period, the generally itinerant preachers and brahmanas stop at a certain place and live under rigid regulative principles. Although Lord Krishna is above all regulative principles, he agreed to stay at Hastinapur out of affection for the Pandavas. Taking this opportunity of Krishna's residence in Hastinapur, all the citizens of the town got the privilege of seeing Krishna now and then, and thus they merged into transcendental bliss simply by seeing Lord Krishna eye to eye. Thus ends chapter 58, scene 1. Krishna stays 4 months in Hastinapur. All glories to Krishna book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.